WLAK 1260 AM Amory. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Texas, sentencing day for the man who pled guilty to the racist mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart in 2019.
Patrick Cruzy has pleaded guilty to 90 federal charges that included hate crimes and firearms offenses, and for that, he's been handed 90 consecutive life sentences. Federal prosecutors declined to seek the death penalty for the man who killed 23 people in the August 3, 2019 massacre. Not so for the El Paso County District Attorney. In fact, DA Bill Hicks has promised that he will work to convict Patrick Crucius of state charges and then send him to Texas death row. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Pentagon could announce the U.S. will send Ukraine cluster munitions in the next military aid package to help Ukraine in its ground battles with Russia. The deadly cargo fire in Newark, New Jersey is still burning. The dock ship caught fire Wednesday, killing two firefighters. Employers are still hiring. The June jobs report showing the economy added 209,000 jobs. This is ABC News. Israeli forces ended military operation at the Jenin refugee camp Wednesday in a bid to ease violence, but deadly conflict has continued. ABC's Jordana Miller has more from Jerusalem.
Israel's two-day counterterrorism operation in the Jenin refugee camp failing to end more than a year of deadly violence. A day after IDF forces withdrew, a Hamas militant shot and killed an Israeli soldier Thursday near the West Bank settlement of Kedumim. Early Friday, Israeli forces killed two Palestinian militants in Nablus suspected of firing on Israeli vehicles. All of this undermining Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's claim that the Jenin operation would, quote, change the equation.
The Consumer Product Safety Commission is recalling a portable cell phone charger after one caught fire on a commercial flight. The ODB7 charger is made by VRURC and sold exclusively on Amazon. Customers are being told to stop using it and to contact Amazon. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The city of Amory will need to replace two of its leaders after both its police chief and mayor stepped down this week. The city council met Wednesday to approve a search for a new chief of police to replace Steve Heinzel. He cited intolerable work conditions before retiring. Mayor Chad Leonard sent his resignation to the city administrator yesterday, citing an exhausting political climate. Leonard was elected last year to serve through next spring. City Council President Eric Elkin will serve as acting mayor until a new one is elected. Governor Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs in Wisconsin to promote his budget signing. Evers used his veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, among other things. Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future of the state. Republican leadership is considering a lawsuit over the budget measure for schools. Republican State Senator Howard Marklein, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and warned that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
Hey, this is Joey Erickson at Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK. At Civic Media, we love our local communities and want to share your stories. Submit your local event and we'll let our listeners know. Email me at joey.erickson@civicmedia.us.
Rank Seed has been breeding better seeds for generations. Each year, Rank invests tens of millions of dollars to support DNA-level breeding and new trait development. This dedication to research has resulted in numerous insect-resistant, herbicide, and drought-tolerant traits in our lineup. Rank Seed utilizes the latest technologies, including robotics and color sorters, to ensure the highest germination and the best quality of seed, tirelessly striving to better serve our farmers. From research to results, Rank Seed is rooted in technology.
Tired of hearing only one side of the story? Do you want news and information from people who, like you, know what it's like to work hard every day and still struggle to make ends meet? Then tune in to The Rick Smith Show every weeknight from 8 to 10 p.m. right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Be part of the conversation. Tune in, turn on, and take back the American dream. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
The Todd Albaugh Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee.
I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that they're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago, and that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app, The Todd Albaugh Show.
The most elitist scorn towards average people exists within sort of that conservative far-right ecosystem.
We're a couple of dudes who used to be Republicans. We were Dwight Eisenhower, Ronald Reagan, Tommy Thompson, Scott Kluge Republicans. This Republican Party you got now with Robin Voss and Devin Lemieux, the Republican Party at the top, want to start banning books, for God's sake.
Weekday afternoons from 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer, engineer extraordinaire, the wonderful and talented Mr. Aaron Zommers on the board once again this hour. Glad to have him along. Glad to have you along on a TGIF, thank goodness it's Friday version, July 7th, 2023, of the big show. Glad to have you in for hour number two. Open line Friday, if you want to join us, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. Glad to have you along. Also, you could call and or text in. Simply download the Civic Media app onto your cell phone, onto your smartphone. Doesn't matter whether it's Android or Apple. Works on either one, an iPhone or an Android phone. Just go to your app store, type in Civic Media. That's C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. It'll pop up, little C and M, blue and red logo. Very nice. Click on that. Takes less than a minute. It's quick and free. Gratis. Won't cost you a dime. That's what Gail King calls a deal over there on CBS Mornings. Love me some Gail King in the morning. Makes me smile. In any event, download the Civic Media app, and then you can take Mr. Zommers and I along with you everywhere you want to go, 1 to 3 every afternoon, and all the rest of the great Civic Media programs as well. Always good to have you along, and can text or call in that way, 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Coming up this hour, going to talk a little bit about social media. All the new platforms, the falling apart, apparently. Finally, this has been rumored for months. After Elon Musk, the Tesla SpaceX owner, bought Twitter for a reported $44 billion. And he promptly fired a bunch of people. Didn't give a hoot about kind of policing the platform anymore. And now in the most recent thing over the weekend, last weekend, he started announcing he was going to limit how many tweets people could watch a day, depending upon whether they were paying the $8 a month for it or whether they were using it for free. And reports are that the reason he was forced to do this is he's not paying his bills to house the data. He, to put it in layman's terms, Musk and Twitter are leasing space, data warehouse space, from places like Amazon Prime and Google. And Musk didn't pay his bill. So Google and Prime are like, yeah, you're not going to have the empty closet space to put your data in. And so that's resulted in a lot of people just kind of leaving the platform if they haven't left already. I've been a big user since about, oh, geez, 2009 or so. I should look and see what my anniversary date is. I use it not so much as to like communicate with friends, but rather to get information from places like CBS or, you know, ABC, Associated Press, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. But here's the point. Christy Ruffini from CBS, I was watching her on a fill-in show over the weekend, over the holiday. And she made a great point. As a reporter for CBS, she said, it's really become useless for me because if you're not familiar with Twitter, you used to get a what's called a blue check mark. It was a way to certify that you really are who you say you are or were who you say you were, depending upon the tense. And in order to get the verified check mark, there were certain things that Twitter would do to verify you. And so for news people, especially, in order to report things, you wanted it to come from a verified source. Well, now anybody can pay the $8 a month and get a blue check mark. It doesn't mean verification. So what's happening is that people are taking a real, like let's say a lawmaker, a United States senator, and using their official picture that you would find on their real site, and then using the same name with maybe like a dash or a hyphen or a one after it. And it looks exact, if you're not careful, and it looks like the actual senator, and it has a blue check mark. But it's an imposter putting out bad information. So really now, to Christy Ruffini's point, unless you were following that trusted source before Musk took over, it's really hard to tell whether anybody is real anymore on Twitter. And so there's a new platform called Threads. We're going to talk about that. Also another one called Blue Sky. Going to talk about that. Have you changed your social media platform in the last few months? Where do you get your social media info from? Are you still a Facebook person? Do you go to Instagram? What are your thoughts on that? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Talk about that. Also, I didn't give this Willie Nelson news. It's not really news. But we had so many callers last hour on climate change and the UPS possible strike. And thankful we did. Never got to this Willie Nelson part. So we'll come back after the break and talk about that. Willie Nelson, the iconic legend country music singer, leading the zero emission future with solar-powered batteries at the Luck reunion. How cool is Willie Nelson, Mr. Zomers?
The answer is very.
See, that's the kind of producer you want. He's much more succinct and to the point than I am. He knows how to use words properly. I just sometimes babble like a brook. Anyway, we'll come back and take your phone calls as well. And a very talkative Mr. Zomers will give us his board game of the week. Can't wait for that later this hour. A great game to play with friends and family over the weekend. 844-967-2789. It's Open Line Friday. It's the Todd Allball Show. And you're listening across Wisconsin to the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey, this is Penny Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
This weather brought to you by Amory Theater and Coffee Bar. Bring your friends and family to the theater this week and enjoy some great movies. Starting this Friday, the Amory Theater and Coffee Bar will be showing Alien and The Sandlot. Get more details at AmoryTheater.com. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
When you take the iconic Wienermobile and you call it the Frankmobile, come on, that is terrible.
The Kraft Heinz Company announced the name change to celebrate the brand's 100% beef franks as the company debuts a new recipe. Oh, well, no more lips and other things, I guess.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. pursuing the truth wherever it may lead. The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons from 1 till 3. Join the conversation. Get involved. The Todd Alba Show on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Devil's Advocates Radio.
The entire light beer industry is under attack from the right at this time. Apparently, that they no longer have women in bikinis selling the beer.
I would suggest, and this is on the Fox Entertainment Network.
I believe it's the Fox News. Well,
well, I just hope I don't get to the Captain Morgan and Diet Cokes, man. That'd be a sad day.
The Devil's Advocates Radio with Dom and Kroot. Weekdays 4 till 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Is now 15 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Todd Alba Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zomers. Glad to have you along on the TGIF. Mr. Zomers looked at me coming back after the break. So, is he going to talk? What's going on? I paused longer than usual. You want to know why?
Why is that?
Thank you so much for asking. So, we will get to the Willie Nelson story, I promise. So there's Twitter, which I've been on for a long time. It looks like it's crashing. It's going down. And so now the new trendy one here the last few days is Threads from Zuckerberg, Jeff Zuckerberg over at, well, I still call it Facebook, but
Mark Zuckerberg.
Mark, what do I call him, Fred?
You called him Jeff, which is more like Jeff Bezos. Yes.
I'm getting my billionaires confused. I apologize. You understand?
Elon Zucker Bezos? Zuckeros? Yes. I don't know.
So Mark Zuckerberg, yeah, over at Facebook. Technically, I understand it's Meta, but I still call it Facebook. And Zuckerberg owns every, he's got Facebook, he's got Meta, he's got Instagram, and now this new one called Threads. Threads. And what's happened is, and this is genius, by the way, is that Zuckerberg hired a bunch of people from Twitter that Musk fired, got rid of. And he said, well, come on over. I got a few billion dollars to pay you. And so they've basically recreated. It looks very, very similar to Twitter. They've recreated Twitter over at Meta, and it's called Threads. And so I signed up last night, along with my colleague, Kristen Bry, who is ahead of me. Usually always is ahead of me. She's much cooler than I am. But here now, a former coworker of mine at the Capitol, he was an intern in the Schultz office, Dale Emmons. And anyways, a nice guy, a smart guy. We didn't realize how smart he was. I went to UW-Madison, graduate from there. And he went on, Dale Emmons did, to be an IT genius, basically. And I know, see, the cool thing, I know a lot of really successful people. Not so much, but I know a lot of cool people. And so Dale Emmons went on to like be the groundbreaking floor of this IT company and did very well for himself. Thank you very much. And now he's retired, living in Boca at 28 years old. No, he's not retired. He's a little bit older than 28, but he's doing very well. Thank you very much. And so he was on Threads. He has joined Threads as well. And so he threaded out, I guess that's what you say. You don't say tweet out. He threaded out and said, to his friends, who thank goodness I'm one of, he said, who wants a blue sky invite? So blue sky blue sky is another platform that is being co-created by Jack Dorsey, the original creator of Twitter, that basically sold it to Elon Musk. And so, but blue sky is not like, you can't just sign up right now. Blue sky is, you have to know someone on the inside to get a blue sky invite. Well, Dale Emmons, being the guru that he is in the IT world and taking pity on a poor old soul like me, he said, do you want an invite? I said, absolutely, I want an invite, if nothing else, so that I can brag to my colleague, Kristen Bry, that I have a blue sky invite. You understand?
We take those wins.
Yes, exactly. Because 9.5 times out of 10, she's much, much cooler than I am. And it is way ahead of this stuff. But maybe I beat her to blue sky. I don't know. We'll see. Anyway, so to make a long story even longer, that's what I was doing coming back from the break. I was signing up for my Blue Sky handle on Blue Sky.
You know, whatever you got to do to keep up on the news and be ahead of the world media.
So, somehow I don't think this is going to make the best of show this week. But I hope for those of you that follow this kind of stuff, social media, you might find it interesting. And that's the question we're going to be asking this hour. Is, are you just sick of social media? I mean, we talked to our friend John Roach up at a cabin in northern Wisconsin yesterday. And he made the point, just unplug it all. Put the phone down, the internet, get out in the woods, get in a canoe, get in a kayak. Go for a hike. And I agree with that 100%. But how is your social media changing? Are you still a Facebook person? Are you interested in this new Threads or Blue Sky? Are you sick of Twitter? 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Or it'll make it easy, 844-96-PARTY. Can talk about that. It's Open Line Friday. If you got a gripe, a concern, a care, a concern, a compliment, give us a call, 844-967-2789. All right, we're going to get to this Willie Nelson story. I built it up so much, I feel like people are going to go, that's it? Well, it's Willie Nelson. I mean, how cool is Willie Nelson? Mr. Somers, how cool is he?
The answer is very.
Thank you. Thank you so very much. So here now, Willie Nelson leads the zero emission future with solar batteries at the Luck reunion. So he has this big reunion every year down in Luck, Texas. It's fantastic. Willie's in his 90s now and still getting it done. Still touring on stage. Still playing that guitar. It's got a hole in it, got a strap around it, still playing it. Willie Nelson is helping to lead the charge for a greener future after utilizing solar energy to power the main stage at 2023's Luck Reunion. A recent finding report conducted by Sound Future shows that the reduced impacts of the solar-powered stage. Overdrive Energy Solutions, the name of the company, they designed, built, and maintained the stage, which was funded via Reverb's Music Decarbonization Project. Sound Future conducted a scientific analysis of the stage success. Quote, there are real solutions right here, right now, to slash live music's carbon pollution, said Reverb's co-executive director, Adam Gardner. What was accomplished at Luck proves that if every festival made the switch from diesel generators to solar-powered battery systems, it would be a huge leap forward for music's role in fighting the climate crisis. The 19-page report measured Sound Future's three metrics value: one, the benefit of the environment; two, the benefit for the bottom line; and the benefit for talent. The solar-powered stage saved carbon dioxide emissions equivalent to a car driving around 900 miles. So that's something, right? Quote, the case study and others like it are a powerful demand signal that culture leaders are ready for a fossil-free future for live events, said Sound Future's Casey Lee in a statement. Bolstered by performances from icons of outlaw country, the 2023 Luck Reunion set a new precedent for climate-conscious behavior at U.S. festivals. We've talked about this before. This is Todd talking, right? Because I always think, okay, I'm all for helping the planet, but all these batteries, what happens to them when they die? I mean, how does that impact the environment? And ask my friend Kurt Kohler, who is the plant manager down in Monroe, Wisconsin, of Badger Ethanol, who's a smart dude. Double major in criminal justice and chemistry. He is a scientist. Talks to a lot of people around the world. And according to him and other people who know science, that if you look at the benefits of and the detractions of sticking with fossil fuel versus transferring over to battery, then the long-term goodness, well-being of the planet, still the electric, the battery-operated, still wins out. So I'm glad to know that from scientists, people who know what the heck's going on. And here you have Willie Nelson, I mean, you can go to every concert that you are, I said every, you can go to every community in rural Wisconsin where there might be a lot of Trump flags flying, where it's not all going to be progressives for sure, and ask them what they think of Willie Nelson. And I bet you about 98%, maybe more, are going to say Willie Nelson is it. Going to hear Willie Nelson on music being played at the bar, cover bands playing Willie Nelson tunes, people wearing Willie Nelson t-shirts. People love Willie because he's a talented guy and he's a real person, right? Just a real dude. And my point is, if Willie Nelson can make the transition over to solar and realize that he needs to do his part for carbon emissions, I think each of us can do the same thing. Doesn't have to be that big of a deal, right? Doesn't, I mean, I drive a Dodge Ram 1500. I mean, talk about right now, I'm leaving a carbon footprint. But moving forward in the future, whenever I decide to get a new vehicle, believe me, it's not going to be soon. This one's paid off. I'm going to drive this thing until it dies, all right? But when and where we can, the little things we all do together help the overall improvement of the planet. So I wanted to get that out there. What do you think? Are you with Willie on this? Are you pro, whether it's, you know, buying an electric lawnmower, whether it's buying an electric trimmer, a rechargeable one, a solar-powered one, right? Are you with Willie on this? Are you still just, nope, forget it. I'm still going to stick with my gasoline-powered one. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear your thoughts on that or anything else on Open Line Friday. Love to hear from you. So we're going to move into this social media thing a little bit more. And Mr. Zobbers, you're much younger than me. You're a Gen Z-er. What do you use for your social media platform?
Well, I am a Gen Z-er, but I've never been huge on social media.
Is that?
Because when I was in like middle school and high school, I would always see people using it as a way to bully others or to just be emotionally immature and not deal with their problems. Like the kinds of posts that irritated me the most when I was in middle school are someone posts something, they're like, oh, I can't believe somebody would do that.
Right.
And then that what they're wanting is for people to comment and be like, hey, what's wrong? You can talk to me anytime. And they'd be like, oh, no, it's okay. I'm fine.
And,
when they're very not fine.
What platform did that kind of stuff go on the most?
That was Facebook. And that, like, I have a Facebook account. Yeah. I don't use it because it's just a bunch of that. It's not as bad anymore. But,
and I think it depends on what generation you're talking about, because I know a lot of people get things off of Facebook, like they use it as a news source, which,
that's
again,
a terrible news source. Right? Just putting it out there, if you use it, I'm not saying there's anything wrong with you. I'm just saying Facebook has a lot of mis and disinformation from what I've seen.
And again, I think it depends on what sites you're looking at. And again, on Facebook, I believe, you know, things are still verified. So in other words, if you're looking at the CBS News, the ABC News, or whatever, news page, that's great. But what Mr. Zomers is saying, a lot of people will share on their Facebook page, oh, you know, this popped up on my feed. Look at this. And, it's just complete disinformation.
And one thing that's nice on Twitter, God rest its soul,
not quite, but close, yes.
I know, yeah, is the ability for additional information to be added. I've been seeing that used a lot when somebody like Elon Musk or whatever will say something that's totally misleading. People will add on, actually, this is an important piece of information they left out. And you can verify whether or not it's accurate or helpful.
We'll come back and talk more about social media. What are your platforms that you're on? 844-967-2789. Back with more on the other side. Don't go anywhere. Board Game of the Week as well. The All Ball Show.
This summer, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK has a new starting lineup. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Tom and Crude. Then at 6, The Maggie Dawn Show. WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. In Texas, sentencing day for the man who pled guilty to the racist mass shooting at an El Paso Walmart in 2019.
Patrick Cruzy has pleaded guilty to 90 federal charges that included hate crimes and firearms offenses, and for that, he's been handed 90 consecutive life sentences. Federal prosecutors declined to seek the death penalty for the man who killed 23 people in the August 3, 2019 massacre. Not so for the El Paso County District Attorney. In fact, DA Bill Hicks has promised that he will work to convict Patrick Crucius of state charges and then send him to Texas death row. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Dallas.
The Pentagon could announce the U.S. will send Ukraine cluster munitions in the next military aid package to help Ukraine in its ground battles with Russia. The deadly cargo fire in Newark, New Jersey is still burning. The dock ship caught fire Wednesday, killing two firefighters. Employers are still hiring. The June jobs report showing the economy added 209,000 jobs. This is ABC News.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs across Wisconsin on Thursday to promote his budget signing. Among other things, Evers uses veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, and Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future.
There's lots of changes that have happened along the way that they need to adapt to, but at the end of the day, they're our future, and having some guarantee that there's going to be some increase 400 years from now, I think that's important.
Republicans are considering a lawsuit over the 402-year budget measure for schools. Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee in the state legislature, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and said that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. And it should be comfortable weather this weekend if you're heading out on the lake or into the woods. Temperatures will be in the mid-70s to mid-80s with some scattered rain chances throughout the weekend. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
With one call, the Civic Media Network of stations can deliver your business's message to the entire state of Wisconsin.
Or your hometown.
Marketing plans that work for your business. One call can do it all. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
It's go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
The Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. The time of the temperature sign is now 2:33 on a Friday afternoon, TGIF, July 7th, 2023. Glad to have you along with our engineer producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. Coming up later this half hour, Mr. Zommers brings us a board game of the week. A little hot this weekend? Stay inside or stay in the shade and play a board game. Aaron will have that for us in just a little bit. So breaking news at this hour, want to get to you. This according to Will Keneally, If you don't follow Will on your social media, you should do that. Great reporter here based in Madison for the CBS affiliate, WISC, Channel 3000. Will Keneally reports at this hour, a Dane County judge rules the 1849 law against abortion only bans feticide, not actual abortion. Reading this in real time now, so bear with me. A Dane County judge ruled this afternoon that the 1849 Wisconsin law banning abortion that went into effect when Roe v. Wade was overturned last year does not, in fact, create a ban on abortion. Judge Diane Shipler wrote that the 1849 law instead creates a ban on feticide under a 1994 Wisconsin Supreme Court case. The case, State v. Black, dealt with a man charged under a law separate from the 1849 law that makes it a crime to, quote, intentionally destroy the life of an unborn, quick, or viable child, unquote, which the state's high court ruled is a feticide law. Judge Shipler ruled that because the 1849 law is so similar to the statute at debate in the Black decision, the state Supreme Court standard under Black should apply to the 1849 law as well. She wrote in her decision, quote, how then is it possible to view the 1849 law as an abortion statute when the Black statute, containing almost the same language as a feticide statute, the judge wrote. For the above reasons, Black's holding must apply equally to the 1849 law. A little confusing, I know. But this is all going to be a matter of law, and of course, it's probably headed to the state Supreme Court, of which Janet Protasiewicz will be seated next month. The case, back to Will Keneally's reporting now, this case was brought as a challenge by Democratic Attorney General Josh Call against three Wisconsin district attorneys in an effort to prevent them from enforcing the state's abortion ban. Shipler, this afternoon, also allowed a group of doctors to join the suit as an interested party. The judge also wrote that her ruling today is not final as it applies to an appeal, which could slow the appeals process down as this case will likely make its way to the state Supreme Court. As I said, the court flips its balance next month and will have a liberal majority thereafter. In a statement this afternoon, Wisconsin Attorney General Josh Call called the ruling, quote, a major victory in our fight to restore reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. He said, while the ruling does not resolve the case and won't be the final word in this litigation, the court's thorough decision makes it clear that the statute of 1849 should not be interpreted to criminalize consensual abortions, he said. Shortly after the court's ruling, Governor Tony Evers, who has been a vocal advocate for repealing the 1849 law, called Shipler's decision, quote, a critical step, unquote, toward reaching that goal. Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin, meanwhile, said the ruling, quote, is an important step in restoring and expanding access to abortion and reproductive freedom in Wisconsin. They said, quote, Planned Parenthood of Wisconsin has always contended that the Wisconsin statute of 1849 is unenforceable in regard to an abortion case. We agree with the decision, unquote. Heather Winninger, the executive director of the Wisconsin Right to Life, called the ruling, quote, a devastating setback in our ongoing fight to protect Wisconsin's preborn children, unquote. Again, a developing story, according to Will Keneally at Channel 3000 for the CBS News affiliate from the TV station here, Channel 3 in Madison. Great reporting by Will Keneally at Channel 3. Again, within the hour, a Dane County judge has ruled that the 1849 law on abortion only bans feticide and not actual abortion. It's a legalese, right? But it's an interpretation. And I think as Josh Call, the state attorney general brought this case, the intent, of course, is to work its way through the judicial process in Wisconsin and eventually get to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court. And again, Judge Jana Protasiewicz will be seated next month on the Wisconsin State Supreme Court and give that a liberal majority on the court. Again, I think this is a win for women. Because whether or not, whatever your feelings are on abortion, I still believe that the majority of Wisconsinites, if it was your daughter, your granddaughter, your niece, who, God forbid, was raped, incest, I think that we, most Wisconsinites, would want the decision on what to do in that situation left up to the woman, her parents, the doctor, and her clergy, if she has one. Because under this law right now, as interpreted since the U.S. Supreme Court overruled Roe v. Wade last year, currently in Wisconsin, if a woman is raped, she cannot legally seek an abortion in the state of Wisconsin. Can't do it. And again, I respect that people have very strong opinions, and some of them for religious faith reasons, which I respect. But to say that we have a law in this state that does not give women the option to do what's best for them in terms of their health, in terms of if they were raped, this is a step too far, in my opinion. And I'm glad that this judge did what she did today. I'm not an expert on the law by any means. Matt Flynn is. By the way, you can listen to Matt Flynn coming up at 3 o'clock after the show. I bet you that he will have a comment on this. Matt Flynn, an attorney, of course, former chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. But the great thing about Matt is he will give you his legal interpretation of something, whether or not he agrees with it or not. And that's the sign of a great host. That's the sign of a great broadcaster. When you will take your expertise and say, look, I might not agree with it, but if you're going to follow the law as a lawyer, here's what's happening. It's exactly what Matt Flynn does. He breaks it down, gives you the legal perspective from that of an attorney, a graduate, by the way, of UW Law School. Great institution. Matt Flynn, direct, will come up to you after the top of the hour at 3 o'clock. But until then, breaking news at this hour again. Local Dane County judge here in Madison has ruled that the 1849 Wisconsin law on abortion only applies to feticide and not abortion. So while it doesn't change anything currently, it means that the case could continue forward and most likely will get to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court, of which Dana Protasiewicz will be a member of next month. What are your feelings on this? You happy about this? Are you concerned about this? 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you. 844-967-2789. Make it easy for you. 844-96-PARTY. P-A-R-T-Y. If you have the Civic Media app, you can also text in as well. If you don't have it, go to your app store on either your Android or your Apple phone. Go to your app store, type in Civic, C-I-V-I-C, Civic Media. Download the app. It takes less than a minute. It's free. It's fantastic. And there's a little icon there you can push to call in, or a little icon you can push to text in. Mr. Zomers and I will see it and pass your info on the air. Or just do it the old-fashioned way. Pick up a landline if you got one, or your cell phone, and dial us. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. Would love to hear from you in our time left this afternoon, on a Friday afternoon. What do you think, Mr. Zomers? I'm happy this case is moving forward, because I think it's particularly women in this country, in this state, need a final answer. I'm happy about that.
They need a final answer, and I think there is a correct answer.
Right.
And this is, it appears to be moving towards it. It's at least not getting shut down, so I'm glad.
Me too. 844-967-2789. Again, 844-967-2789. Mr. Zalburns will take your call off the air, and we'll get you on just ASAP. Always glad to have you along. And don't forget, coming up before the end of the show, Mr. Zalburns will be back with his board game of the week, something that you could do as a family together. 844-967-2789. Let's go to the phones to Sam in Madison. Sam, what say you, sir?
Hi, you're vaguely asking, like, what Wisconsin I think should happen with abortion, right, kind of, right?
Well, the judge in Dane County ruled that the case can move forward, essentially, to the Wisconsin State Supreme Court.
Right. Well, so I obviously agree with the point you made, like, God forbid somebody knows somebody who's been raped or mm-hmm. the victim of incest, I can't not say something about the overwhelming majority, and I have to admit I am a man, and so it's not necessarily the most pristine opinion to run off of, but how many people just make mistakes or they didn't get proper sexual wellness education and they need contraceptive or they need to get an abortion, and I'm sure there is a mass amount of conservatives and Republicans who probably have, we've all heard it. So that's basically all my point is. Obviously in the case of rape or incest, but then also, God, how often do we just need this?
No, I appreciate the call, Sam. And obviously, you know, as a male as well, it's a different perspective, right? But I'm with our female listeners I'm someone, you know, I was a Republican for several years, left the party in 2011. I just had this discussion earlier with someone today. I said, I haven't really changed my core beliefs in all these years. One of them is one thing that I have changed on, just in more education, is abortion. I used to be a pro-life person that said I'm pro-life, but I did believe in exceptions for rape, incest, and endangerment of the mother's life. But as you know, as you grow, as you mature, as you learn more, I've come around to believe that I'm a pro-choice person, and the fact that at the end of the day, as a man, I just don't think it's the right for me or any other male to put my opinions onto a woman.
Right. I guess, and then my asterisk to that is my opinion is just like, man, why are more dudes not freaked out by this? Because, obvious reasons, and that's all I have.
Sam, can I ask you real quick before you go on? If you don't want to say this, that's fine.
Go ahead.
How old are you?
I'm 22, and I've been listening to the Devil's Advocates and 92.7 FM forever. I just only got into calling in recently.
Well, Sam, you're fantastic, and the reason I ask is this. I recently had a move. I moved my apartment, and I hired some movers. I had three guys, all in their 20s.
Right.
And I asked them at lunch. I bought them lunch, and I said, what's the number one issue to you, like voting? And you know what they said? Abortion. It was all on this issue. And they were all dudes, young guys like you. And they said, we're going to the polls, and we're voting on that issue. So I think you're a great—
Because we don't want to accidentally have kids.
Well, there's that too, right? Sam, you're fantastic. Right. We appreciate you listening, sir. Have a wonderful afternoon and a great weekend. Thank you, Sam. That is Sam and Madison. Love that. Love the take. And I think this is something that, again, Republicans have gotten themselves into a box. As a former Republican myself, this was the holy grail for Republicans, was to overturn Roe v. Wade. They thought, if only we can get that. Well, they got it. What's the old saying? Be careful what you wish for. You might get it. Because politically, it might be the death knell in 2024. Going to take a break. On the other side, Mr. Aaron Zomer's board game of the week. What we're thankful for. Stay with us on the Todd Allball Show.
One call can do it all. Your business's message can be broadcast across the entire state of Wisconsin through the Civic Media Network of stations, or we can focus the campaign in your hometown. We have the flexibility. You have the control. Civic Media, 608-819-8255.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change.
Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
So much waiting for me. Yeah, I wanna go outside. I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories.
Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Tall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 2:50. That is 10 minutes before the hour of 3 o'clock, 10 minutes before the start of Matt Flynn Direct with our great friend and colleague, Matt Flynn. Not going to want to miss it. I'm sure he will update you, give you his perspective on the breaking news at this hour, according to Will Keneally at Channel 3000 here in Madison. The Dane County Judge, or a Dane County Judge, has ruled that the 1849 abortion law in Wisconsin only applies to feticide, not abortion proper, which does not mean that anything changes immediately in Wisconsin in terms of abortion access, but it means that it can move forward now towards most likely going to the Wisconsin Supreme Court down the road. I have a text in on the text line here, 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789, or can text us on the app. And here is what this this person says. Sam is awesome, our last caller. Sam is awesome. I'm 63, so he could theoretically be my grandson. I'd be proud. What a thoughtful young man. After all, it takes two to be forced into an abortion decision. Jeff in Shorewood. So Jeff in Shorewood, at 63, gave his own age, agreeing with Sam, who, of course, is much younger, 22, I think he said. So that's fantastic. Let's go quickly to the phones. CJ in Stoughton. CJ, what say you?
Well, thanks for taking my call. And
of course.
You know, I guess as far as global warming, you know, to affect our economy the way it has, I believe in all forms of energy, not to destroy our economy, though. And are you aware that China is building two coal plants every week, or a coal plant every 2 weeks? And we don't hold them to any standard, and we're not destroying their economy like we are ours. So global warming is an issue that I still don't believe man can affect. And this administration is promising to spend $50 trillion, and their own scientists say that it'll drop the global warming by 0.02% of a degree. So to destroy our economy this way and pay for Americans to have to pay for it, as the China, the communist China, is building two coal plants every month, is just ridiculous. So this is a false meaner, and it's destroying our economy and causing inflation. So I think this is a farce, and for the way it's being sold by the media, by the economy, is not scientific. So
CJ, appreciate your call, CJ. Time is short. I'll simply respond with this. Of all the takes on global warming, that's one of them. Time now for Board Game of the Week with Mr. Aaron Zobbers.
Welcome once again to Board Game of the Week, the second one this week. So we got a twofer, not at the same time, but two across the week to make up for the couple that we missed here.
Yes, yes, yes. Absolutely. What do you got this week, Mr. Zombers, for our little Board Game of the Week?
Today we have Century. There are two versions. There's Century Spice Road and Century Golem Edition. They're the same game, though. They just look different. Mm. So in Century, it's 2 to 5 players. It's a pretty easy game to play. Takes about half an hour. And it costs between $30 and $40, depending on the theme.
Sure.
So, in this game, you have a small deck of cards, as in like 4 or 5, that have different actions. You can get spices or gems, depending on the version. The version I played had gems, so I'll go with that. You play cards to get gems. You can play cards to upgrade your gems. And then you're trying to buy big resources to end the game, either big golems or... new like spice trade routes. And the thing that sets this apart from some similar games like Splendor is one that we talked about a while ago that's very similar, is that first of all, the differently valued gems makes it a bit different. Like, when should you upgrade, when should you just get more, especially since you can only have 8 at a time. And the other thing is that it's very fast, because each turn is only one action. You know, most games you have different phases, like you draw a card, you play such and such, and you end your turn. In this, it is you do one thing. You play a card, you spend some gems, or you pick your cards back up. It's just only one thing each turn. So it goes around the table pretty quick.
And pretty compact, it sounds like, as well. Now, you're not carrying a big board around necessarily.
Right. Yeah, it's a pretty compact.
All right, very good. How much is it?
It is $30 or $40, depending on the theme and if it's on sale or anything.
All right.
So yeah, that is Century for the board game of this week.
Board game of the week with Mr. Aaron Zommer. It's always great on a Friday afternoon. A couple of quick texts on the text line. One person, Jeff in Shorewood, saying, any chance you could throw in a few more dollars to put some more watts of broadcast power into the Waukesha station so I can listen to my car? We're working on it. We're working on it, Jeff. We'll talk to Sage about that. But we appreciate you listening down there at WAUK in Waukesha, Jeff in Shorewood. Thank you so very much. Also, someone says... in response to CJ's call there, how does solar energy destroy our economy? It's new technology that creates new jobs, right? And aren't we China. Should we be like China? Someone says, in La Crosse, WLCX, appreciate you listening up there at the Eagle in La Crosse. China is destroying their own economy while ours is doing just fine, CJ, no matter how you feel like it. All right. Here's someone that says, now look, here's someone else, Jeff, the 63-year-old caller, said, is that guy, he used this another term, is that guy from Stoughton a coal miner? Really? The clean energy economy creates jobs. And then someone here at Madison, WMDX, says, CJ of Stoughton is a freaking idiot. Climate change is affecting our economy. The fossil fuel industry knew that their product and industry would bring on climate change back in the 70s, and we have the paper trail evidence to prove it. And then finally...
just saying that one was...
Mark in the sack. All right. So anyway, you know, it's always good when we can engage each other. And I don't mind taking on, letting people have their say. I got nothing wrong with that. I'm thankful we live in a country where we can have opposing views and freedom of speech. That's what I'm thankful for, Mr. Zommers. You?
It's a good thing to be thankful for. I'm thankful for the opportunity to be here and be part of this discussion, since I'm not always on the show as of late.
We always love having you on the show anytime, Mr. Zommers. And quite frankly, it's been a week. I'll simply say I'm thankful that it's Friday. Listen, I love all the calls. I love all the interaction. Love each and every one of you for listening. Even if we don't always agree, we have to have a discussion, and that's what it's all about. We'll have a brand new week, a brand new set of shows next week. Join us on Monday. Until then, make it a great week across the state of Wisconsin. For Mr. Aaron Zommers, our producer and engineer, and myself, thanks for listening. We'll see you on Monday. This is the Todd Allball Show. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. Stay tuned for Matt Flynn and keep banging on your drum.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Wisconsin's manner of funding local government is nearly singular in the country. That cheese stands alone, if you will. It hasn't been working in Milwaukee. It hasn't been working in Rhinelander. It hasn't been working in La Crosse, Green Bay, Madison, Kenosha, Racine. I don't care what you pick. It ain't working.
The Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
We spend $500 on our infants and toddlers on average. If you go to the other countries, you're talking about $11,000 on average in Europe and the other developed countries. It makes a difference. They end up spending less on their K-12 system. They end up spending less on their colleges. They end up spending less on jail.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday morning, 6 till 8. On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News.